I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak is set to become Britain's first Prime Minister of color after being chosen to lead the governing Conservative Party. The party is desperate for a pair of hands to guide the country through economic and political turbulence. He must try to shore up an economy sliding toward recession while also attempting to unite a demoralized and divided party. Sunak will now be asked by King Charles III to form a government and becomes the prime minister in a handover of power from Truss on Tuesday. Rishi Sunak will be Britain's first leader of color and first Hindu prime minister. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
Rishi Sunak will move into 10 Downing Street with his billionaire wife and their two daughters. Sunak himself was born in 1980 in Southampton to parents of Punjabi descent. His grandparents were born in emigrated to the UK from East Africa in the 1960s. Tony Travers, professor of public policy, London School of Economics, has some insight.
I think the most remarkable thing about Rishi Sunak becoming prime minister is, though he is a person of colour, born in the UK, but from parents who migrated from Africa, he's a Hindu, I think it's barely featured in any discussions within the UK about his coming forward as a candidate and becoming prime minister. I think, as we saw with Liz Truss's short-lived government, you know, there was a time when all the big offices of state in Britain, all the major cabinet roles, were filled by either people of colour and or women.
At 42 years old, Sunak is also the youngest premier in 200 years. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The warring sides in Ethiopia were readying Monday for peace talks in South Africa aimed at finding a peaceful solution to the brutal two-year conflict. The African Union-led negotiations had been flagged to start Monday after a surge in fighting that has triggered alarm in the international community and fears for civilians caught in the crossfire. But as evening fell, there was no word from any of those involved about whether the talks had started or exactly where they would be held. Diplomatic pressure has been mounting to bring a halt to the war in Africa's second most populous country that has left millions in need of humanitarian aid, and according to the United States, as many as 500,000 dead. A spokesman for the rebel authorities in Tigray announced their delegation's arrival in South Africa in a tweet late Sunday. Addis Ababa said in a statement its delegation had left for South Africa on Monday morning. Kenyan police say a senior Pakistani journalist has been shot and killed by officers along a key highway in what they said was a case of mistaken identity. They said on Monday that journalist Arshad Sharif was shot in the head and killed by police after the car he was in sped up at a roadblock. Police were allegedly looking for a similar car that was involved in the case of a child abduction. Sharif had been hiding abroad after leaving Pakistan to avoid arrest on charges of criticizing his country's powerful military. A U.S. teen in the northern state of Michigan pleads guilty to killing four in a school shooting last year, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Is it your own choice to plead guilty?
Yes, sir.
16-year-old Ethan Crumbly, who pleaded guilty to all 24 charges that included terrorism and first-degree murder in a Michigan school shooting that killed four students last November. Oakland County Assistant Prosecutor Mark Keast in court.
He made the decision, after substantial reflection, to commit first-degree premeditated murder.
Yes.
A first-degree murder conviction typically brings an automatic life prison sentence in Michigan, but teens are entitled to a hearing at which their lawyer can argue for a shorter term. I'm Shelley Adler.
Recapping our top story, former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak is set to become Britain's first Prime Minister of color after being chosen to lead the governing Conservative Party. The party is desperate for a safe pair of hands to guide the country through economic and political turbulence. Sunak will now be asked by King Charles III to form a government and becomes the prime minister in a handover of power from Liz Truss on Tuesday. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.